Yeah, an unusual Christmas break here. We just extended it like a lot of other leagues throughout the country. I've seen took an extra 2 weeks, and I say we had no COVID interruptions from when we started in August up to Christmas. So hopefully now we get back up and running, it'll replicate that towards the end of the season.
Yeah, I'm sure players right across the board in any showing are seriously itching to get back on the field and competitive action. And I suppose no better competition to restart things again than the Ulster Junior Cup for any showing sides. Meeting the sides as well from the Donegal League. Great rivalry here, but in three of the four fixtures this weekend, any showing sides have home advantage, Dermot?
Yeah, the draw has been kind in the main. I've seen Wevalia FC drawing at home to Letterkenny Rovers. Letterkenny beat Cockhull Utes in the previous round. At least about all in his own class in one quarterfinal. Paul Doherty's LA Celtic are at home to Patrick McGrannan's Lingard United. And then we have Gary Duffy's Buncrana Hearts facing Donegal United. And what's a equally tough clash for both teams as they look to advance to the semi-finals.
Yeah, and obviously it's a competition that any show sides like doing well in, Dermot.
Yeah, well, no more than Donegal or the Monaghan Cavan League. Gosh, and, you know, it's a prestigious cup and the clubs want to go as far as they can in it.
And another cup competition is taking place in any show, the Father O'Gara Cup, the competition for first and second division sides. And there's a couple of very interesting games where it's sort of inter-club rivalry. Among the ties this weekend, Aya Youths against Aya Reserves and Clonmany Youths up against Clonmany Reserves, Dermot.
Yeah, the preliminary round of the Han and Green Insurance's Father O'Gara Cup. Unusual that you would have a club tie, not alone in one tie of the preliminary round, but also in two ties. So I'm sure there'll be plenty of local pride at stake when Aya Youth host Aya Reserves, Clonmany Youth host Clonmany Reserves. It'll be interesting to see how them games go. You'd expect the Division 1 teams, Aya Reserves and Clonmany Reserves, to be strong favourites. But cup football is a different animal, as they say. There's also a couple of games Lingard Reserves host Greencastle Youth in an all Division 1 class. And then we have two reserve classes in the preliminary round as well, Cockhull Reserves entertain Kildaff Reserves, and there's a bit of a local derby there of Buncrana Reserves hosting Ellie's Reserves at Castle Park.
Obviously things very competitive right across the board in all competitions, but are Aya making a bit of a statement this last couple of years, given the fact that they've shown their strength, they've been sort of flexing their muscles, so they have at the top of the Premier Division and the First Division, Dermot?
Yep, a lot of players in the area, fielding three teams in the league themselves and Clonmany, which augurs well for them. Aya Football, the first team, are in the leaders in the Premier Division at the minute on 27 points from 10 games. Suffered only one defeat, nine straight victories and one defeat. Greencastle play Clonmany on Sunday, and they'll be hoping to close the gap to 3 points. And that'll leave it up in the air, as I say, going into the last six games of the season.
And also as well in the First Division, Aya Reserves, as we said, top of the table. But your own club, Dermot, down in Kildaff, a game in hand. It's this weekend against QPS. A one will close the gap, but to 3 points. So it's a victory a must-need then for Kildaff.
Yeah, Aya Reserves done fantastic, unbeaten. Gerard Arbuckle and Charles Aaron and Aya Reserves, 10 wins and 2 draws from their 12 games. Kildaff and Quigley's Point chasing them. Wouldn't rule Quigley's Point out yet, because they'll be looking at this game on Sunday now, that if they can get 3 points, it'll put them back into the mix for a playoff spot. So all to play for. Kildaff, from their perspective, Martin McGrannan and Derek Doherty and Charles Eyre, 8 wins, 2 draws and 1 defeat. So they really need a win on Sunday if they have any hope of challenging Aya in the run-in for the league title.
Yeah, you might just give us maybe a rundown on how the situation is in Division 2 before we finish up, Dermot.
Yeah, Division 2, the way we operate Division 2, I seen as there's 13 teams under the division. We play a round of fixtures, so we play 12 league games each, and then the top 7 go into Division 2A and they play home and away, and then the remaining 6 teams go into Division 2B and play home and away. So we're practically finished the first series of games. Most of the positions are sorted. Leading 2A at the minute is Carmina Football Club. 12 games played, they've 10 wins, 1 draw and 1 defeat. And next them is Buncrana Reserves, who have 1 game in hand. We're sitting on 24 points, and Rosheenie FC sitting on 24 points. So Division 2A promises to be another tight affair with Carmina in pole position. Division 2B, there's just 1 game to sort out who goes into that, but you'll have either Sea Rovers or Mavull Reserves leading the way in that division, closely followed by Kilmaine Utes and Alia Utes. So all in, it looks like it's going to be a competitive end to the season again.
Yeah, just before we finish up, I know that interleague action is always something that the Inishowen League take very, very seriously. We haven't had an Oscar Trainer competition now in a couple of years. Is it on the horizon to return again, Dermot?
Well, I think Gareth Higgins is in charge of the FAI now, of the FAI Junior Cup, and I'm not sure if he's in the Intermediate Cup as well. But we did submit an email there way back at the start of this season about the Oscar Trainer, but we've had no information back from the FAA on it, so it's looking very unlikely that there's going to be an Oscar Trainer by the end of this season. But hopefully it'll get back up and running for the 2022-23 season, and we can get back at it when that happens.
Yeah, hopefully so. Listen, Dermot, thanks for talking to us, and the best of luck with the rest of the season, and obviously with the immediate matches this weekend.
That's great, Ashley, thank you.